Thank you. Tanya Shia Thursday night.
We're up. Wait.
We'll go over Perek Yud, and we'll finish Perek Yud in Mitzvah Shem. Okay, so Perek Yud really, I mean, if you remember the beginning of the Sefer, Perek Yud is where he says, bottom line, the chilek between a tzaddik gomer and a tzaddik sheino gomer. In the Tanya's world, you have Rasha, Beinoni, and Tzaddik. And in Perek Yud Aleph, he's going to talk about the Rasha Gomer and the Rasha Sheino Gomer. But here, you have the Rasha, the Beinoni, and the Tzaddik. In the Tanya's world, the Rasha does things that are wrong, whether it's a Dibur, Machshava, or Maiseh, that's called doing things. He does things that are Aser, that are wrong, that's the Rasha. In the Tanya's world, the Beinoni actions are perfect. The Beinoni does not. The Beinoni does nothing wrong. The Beinoni. The Beinoni is what we would call a tzaddik, right? The reason the Tanya spends so much time, we're talking about kochos hanefesh. So the Beinoni already does nothing wrong. But the Beinoni has a taiva to do. He hasn't perfected at all his soul, his nefesh abahami desires to do evil. He overcomes it. He overcomes it and he doesn't do anything bad. He's called a Beinoni because his nefesh abahami is not affected by his tzitzkus at all. It's ra, the ra is all there. The koach in the nefesh abahami, he overcomes it. Like he's bocher betov. So that's a beinoni. The tzaddik is not even misave l'ra. But in the Tanya's world, the tzaddik is not even misave l'ra. But you still have two dargas: the tzaddik gomor and the tzaddik sheino gomor. It's based on the Gemara in Brachas, or as the Tanya explained. The beginning of the Sefer, he calls that Tzaddik V'ralo and Tzaddik V'tovlo. Of course, that's a almost tongue-in-cheek beer of those words. Not that he's tongue-in-cheek, he means it seriously. Tzaddik V'ralo means this Ra there, this Ra, that's the Tzaddik She'eno Gomor, this Ra there somewhere. And the Tzaddik Gomor is Tzaddik V'tovlo, completely Tov. What he explains is that the tzaddik gomor. So what he'll say in this parak basically, is that the tzaddik gomor. Again, the beinoni is perfect in the Tanya's world. That's what he in the beginning of the sefer. Rabba said, "I'm a beinoni. I do everything right." But your misave, the taiva is still there, and you suppress it. Call it the tzaddik she'eno gomor doesn't even have a taiva l'ra. But he hasn't transformed. But the nefesh abahami is the nefesh abahami. The nefesh abahami is a koach hamisaveh in a person. It has taiva. The taiva l'ra is because it's a nefesh abahami. The tzaddik gomor transforms the koach hamisaveh of the nefesh abahami to avos Hashem. That's the tzaddik gomor. He transforms. Tzaddik v'tovlo. There's no ra. He transforms the ra into tov. That's what he described before as abba batanugim. He gave different Kabbalistic terms for it. That's the tzaddik gomor. The tzaddik she'eno gomor, who's not even misave lo ra, but there's been no transformation. So in other words, he has suppressed even the instinct for Ra, and he doesn't feel, he's not margish a taiva l'ra. But now he'll explain, as long as it hasn't been transformed, there's a potential for Ra, and that's enough to call him tzaddik v'ralo and a tzaddik she'eno gomor. The tzaddik gomor, the highest madrega, would be a transformative process where you transform everything in Olam Hazeh to the service of Hashem, including the Nefesh HaBahami. That's basically the overview of Perek Yud. Now we'll learn it inside again from the beginning. V'nei she'odom magbir nafsho elokis v'nilcham kol kachim ha-behemis ad she'megoresh u'mevayr ho-rasha bo mechalal ha-smoli, which is the place where the Nefesh HaBahami resides. So this is already not the Beinoni. The Beinoni has a taiva l'ra. Even if he suppresses it and doesn't act upon it. The tzaddik is mevayr harasha bo michalal asmoli. Kamo shekosov, again, this is like, call it a Kabbalistic beer in the pasuk. Ubiyarta hara mikir becha. That you mevayr the ra. So you don't have the taiva for ra anymore. But ve'ein hara nepach letov mamish. He doesn't use that koach for the good. So that's called the tzaddik she'enu gomer. Now, remember, there's two terms, and the Tanya is going to explain both terms, and he's gonna like go deeper and deeper into it to explain why it's totally zebazet. One term is tzaddik she'enu gomer, and the other term is tzaddik v'ralo. So tzaddik she'enu gomer, we've already like tzaddik she'enu gomer, because the tzaddik gomer transforms these kochos hanefesh, which are ostensibly lara, he transforms them into a taiva l'tov. What does it mean? But that same tzaddik she'enu gomer is also called tzaddik v'ralo. So the Tanya's bothered by, or he wants to explain, it means there is still some ra there. Even though he's not margish, the Beinoni is margish, a taiva for ra. The tzaddik she'enu gomer is not margish, but it's there. And that's why it's called tzaddik v'ralo. What he's going to postulate is that if it really wouldn't be there, it's like tali habaha. If the transformative process doesn't happen, then the potential of ra that's there really has its effect on the person. He calls it, it's just that it's batel berov. So he's not margish the taiva for ra. But if there really wouldn't be any taiva for ra, but the koach hamisaveh would be there, then the hipuch letov would have happened. And if the hipuch atov didn't happen, this is what he's going to say. If the hipuch letov didn't happen, it's because there's still a taiva for ra, which is just batel b'miyuto, he's not even margish it. So that's where the what?
Who gets the more scarf of mitzvahs?
He doesn't talk about that. He's talking about the higher madrega. If you want to say that the closer you are to Hashem, the more bonded you are to Hashem, is the schar, so then obviously. You remember the tzaddik gomor, you know what, I'll just end it. Of course the tzaddik gomor. Because nobody is naturally this way. Everybody had to work up. Everybody starts off as a rasha. Everybody starts off as a Rasha. So you make you, if people would be born as a Tzaddik Gomer, then you would have a question. But the Tzaddik Gomer got there through Amal and Yegiyah. So of course he gets Moschar. But this is what the Chiddush is. V'Tzaddik V'ralo D'Hainu She'esh Bo Adayin Ma'at Mize'er Ra B'Chalal HaSmoli. He's not Margish any Koach, any Taiva for Ra. Ela She'kofuf U'Botel L'Tov Machmas miyuto. V'lachein nidmelo, he thinks ki vayegoresheyo vayelach lo kulo legamri. Avol be'emes, like a lumdish point. Ilu cholaf holach lo legamri, if the misada l'ra would be totally obliterated, kol harashebo vayenepach letov mamush, because that's, in other words, it's a force for taiva. So that doesn't exist in a vacuum. So if he hasn't managed to change that koach ha-taiva into a koach ha-mis'avel tov, it's because it's still mis'avel ra. Why isn't he margish it? Because it's only 1% left, and it's botel, the miyuto, so he doesn't feel it, but it's there. And that's the biur in the bitui tzaddik v'ralo. In other words, there's two bituyim. There's tzaddik she'eno gomor and tzaddik v'ralo. So he's explaining that the tzaddik v'ralo is an apt, valid description of the tzaddik she'eno gomor, because the tzaddik she'eno gomor, the eno nigmar, the eno gomor, is that there hasn't been this transformative inyan. He's explaining, and the reason it didn't happen is al korchach, because it's tzaddik v'ralo, there is a little ra there. What?
How is he different than the Beinoni?
The Beinoni feels it. The Beinoni is misavel ra. The Tanya's Beinoni doesn't do anything wrong. But he's misavel ra.
There's a fight going on.
And he's misavel ra. Ubir ha'inyan, here he explains it. Ki tzadik gomer shenepach harashalo l'tov, l'chei nikra tzadik v'tov lo, hu al yedei hasoras habagoim hatsoim legamri mehara. Begodim hatsoim is the taiva l'ra. So he, that's what's called the bego, but it's only a beged. In other words, the koach, the nefesh ha'bahami, the Nevi Bami is a koach ha-mis'ave. The begodim tsoim is that it's mis'ave l'ra. That's called the begodim tsoim. Now, so how do you reach that madrega? Now the Tanya lets us know how to reach the madrega of the transformation, l'tov. Hainu limos ma'od b'tanuge olam hazeh le'asaneg bom b'tanugos b'nei odom l'maylos taivas haguf b'levad below la'avodas Hashem. He says he despises, he's moes ma'od in anything that's not avodas Hashem. Remember we had before that a tzaddik is supposed to look very disfavorably. There's no such thing as Dvar Roshus, right? If you eat something and you get a pleasure and it's not connected to Avodas Hashem, it's under the Klipas Noga, it's under the power of the Sitra Achra, it belongs to the Sitra Achra. That's anything that's not for Hashem's sake, anything that's not Laman Hashem is Sitra Achra. That's what we have in the previous parak, that's Sitra Achra territory. Here he says that you have to be moes. You reach that madrega by despising tanuge olam hazeh. As tanuge b'nei adam, the lo avodas Hashem. So what I think he's stressing, you have sometimes, you know, let's say you have stealing. Everybody knows stealing is wrong. But they're not moes for stealing. It depends on the society. They're not moes, it's not unthinkable. It's not unthinkable. A person that steals is not a repulsive, disgusting bria in their eyes. He's a rasha, right? But he's not ekeldik, right? But let's say you'd say, you think, Israeli society, early, like in the 50s, early. So if someone murdered, like murdering someone for money, was like, it was like beyond the pale. There are things in societies that are beyond the pale. We don't think the same of a ganav as a cannibal. If you find out someone's a cannibal, he kills people and he eats them. That's moes ma'ol. It's right, moes ma'ol. A guy that steals, we don't feel the same way about him. We think he's a rasha, but we don't think about him the same way. We could look at him, that's fine. We could, a guy that kills someone and eats them, you couldn't look at him. But what they try to do, let's say, change behavior. Like, like the Haredi society decides they want people to stop smoking. So they ask for this, but one of the tricks that they do, and it's really, it's universal, it's not just, but the trick is to make it socially unacceptable. That you look at a guy smoking, and then like the girls will say, oh, I wouldn't go out with a guy that smokes. It's like, how can you go out with a guy that smokes? It's like, it's disgusting. So you try to make something on that level where it's socially unacceptable, and it's abhorrent, and people like look at you, so that then people will, that's a way to change behavior. What he's saying here, that's what it means to be moes ma'od. You know, if we would find out a guy's a murderer, we find out today's a guy's mazana, where they should say, I don't know if we look at him the same way. You have to know. You have to know the society. You have to know the how society views someone. We don't view, right? We don't view people. There's something that's abhorrent and unthinkable and beyond the pale, and we wouldn't even consider going there. We can't even imagine someone doing it. And if we would imagine someone doing it, it would be like, ugly, disgusting, repellent. Okay, enough examples. The Tzadik Gomor, says the Tanya, how do you get to that Madrega where you know that you've eradicated all vestige of Ra, not just you're not Margish the Ra, and again, we're talking about only a Taival Ra. Not just you're not Margish it because it's so small, but you've Taka eradicated it as if he's Moes Bara. If anything that's not the Ratzon Hashem to him, in other words, is repellent, is repugnant, is disgusting, he can't imagine. If he would see someone eating a tuna fish sandwich, an innocent tuna fish sandwich, and he's only doing it because he likes tuna fish, he would look at it the same way we would look at a cannibal who murders people and eats their flesh for supper. That's how he looks at a guy eating a tuna fish sandwich for his own pleasure. Well, yeah, like that. But he's going to say soon, it's so interesting you say that, that he's going to teach up a Gemara that Rav Shimon ben Yochai reached that Madrega. And that's the pshat, Risi b'nei Aliyah, b'im this, b'im shnayim, b'ni v'lozer b'ni, he teaches up b'nei Aliyah, is the tzaddik capable.